This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
All right, so we're back and, you know, diving deep today into some resources for web designers.
Yeah, sounds good.
You know, we've been getting a lot of questions from, you know, folks out there about, you know, what are the best podcasts to listen to stay up to date on all things web design.
Right.
So
It's a big world out there.
It is a huge world. And, you know, podcasts are kind of a nice way to sort of get information on the go. So we're looking at a resource that you shared that has, you know, a curated list.
Yep. Yep.
So Why don't we just kind of jump right into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we've got the RWD podcast. This one's hosted by Justin Avery.
Yeah.
And, you know, they really focus on the new technology impacting cyberspace.
Right.
And, you know.
Which is always changing.
Always changing. And, you know, this is not just like the, you know, the newest phone or something like that. This is really, you know, CSS grid frameworks, you know, things are really going to impact.
The web,
yeah. And how we design and how we create a user experience and how, you know, it's responsive on all these different devices. So, yeah, I think this is really kind of picking up the torch from the responsive web design podcast that were done by Karen McGrain and Ethan Marcotte.
Right.
And, you know, I think those kind of... they're a great resource, and this one seems to be kind of picking up where they left off.
Yeah, and I think it's important to remember that responsive design is not, you know, a one-and-done thing. It's constantly evolving, so anything that, you know, focuses on new technologies is going to help keep you up to date and keep your skills sharp.
Yeah, and what I like about this podcast is that it looks like the episodes vary in length from like 10 minutes to an hour.
Right.
So, you know, you can kind of fit it in whenever you have a little bit of time.
Right, you can get a little nugget or you can get a deep dive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to design details. This one is hosted by Marshall Bach and Brian Levin.
Okay.
This is a weekly podcast that looks like it focuses on kind of trendy design aspects and best practices.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is something that, you know, I think a lot of web designers are always trying to stay on top of. But it's more than just like, you know, what's trendy. It's about understanding why certain trends are emerging.
Absolutely.
Whether it's, you know, because of accessibility concerns or, you know, because of, you know, different UI patterns.
Right. Or maybe user engagement is changing or just, you know, the way people are using the web is changing.
Exactly. So understanding why these trends are emerging is going to help you make better decisions as a web designer.
It's going to help you implement those changes, you know, actually strategically instead of just, you know, chasing trends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's key there.
Right.
Okay, so next up we have Presentable, and this one is hosted by Jeff Veen.
Okay.
And this series looks like it really tackles kind of the practical realities of being a designer.
Right, like the day-to-day.
Yeah, and everything from, you know, designing on an iPad to, like, you know, using your skills to pay the rent, which I think is really important for a lot of designers to kind of, you know, grapple with.
Absolutely.
And it looks like they have a lot of diverse guests.
Yeah.
Which is always nice to get, you know, different perspectives on the profession.
Right, because there's so many different ways to, you know, be a designer and so many different career paths.
Yeah.
So I think it's great that they're highlighting all of that.
Okay, so then we have User Defenders.
Okay.
This one is hosted by Jason Ogle, and it looks like they zero in on UX design.
Oh, cool.
And the episodes range from, you know, like a half hour to an hour and a half, so it seems like they're really diving deep into these topics.
Yeah, it sounds like they're getting into the weeds.
Yeah, and you know, I think understanding UX is not just about, like, you know, usability testing or something like that. It's really about creating intuitive and enjoyable experiences for your users.
Absolutely. It's about making sure that your users can achieve their goals on your website and that they enjoy doing it. And it seems like with those longer episodes, they're probably going to be able to get into more of the nuances of UX.
Yeah, and you know, I think the longer format allows for more in-depth conversations about, you know, all the complexities of UX design.
Right, things like, you know, user research and information architecture.
Exactly, all that good stuff.
Which are so important for creating, you know, effective websites.
Okay, so moving right along, we have Design Life.
Okay.
This is hosted by Charlie Prangley and Femke Van Soenhoven.
Mm-hmm.
And this podcast seems to really be geared towards a younger audience.
Okay.
And episodes are weekly and they're about 30 to 45 minutes long.
Got it.
So, you know, I think this is a really valuable resource for anyone who's, you know, either just starting out in their design career or just wants to understand the perspective of, you know, kind of the next generation of designers.
Right. I think that's a really valuable perspective to have.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see what the, you know, the younger generation is thinking about and what their concerns are.
Yeah.
What their tools are, what their trends are.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, everything changes so quickly.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really great resource.
Okay, and then Revision Path. This is an award-winning series that highlights leading Black web designers.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, they also interview other Black designers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think this is so crucial for, you know, gaining diverse perspectives and, you know, understanding the experiences of, you know, people from all different backgrounds in the design community.
Yeah, it's so important to hear from a variety of voices and, you know, not just the same voices that we always hear from.
Exactly.
And I think it's especially important to hear from Black designers because they have a unique perspective on design and on the world that we can all learn from. And so, I think it's great that this podcast is giving them a platform.
All right. And then finally, we have Developer Tea.
Oh.
This is hosted by Jonathan Cottrell.
Mm-hmm.
And these are like little, you know, coffee break podcasts.
Oh, cool.
They're really short and they cover web development and design.
Nice.
And they also occasionally like dip into psychology.
Interesting.
So, you know, it's kind of a nice way to get like a quick burst of knowledge about, you know, different design principles and, you know.
I like that.
Sometimes connecting them to human behavior.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what design is all about, right?
Exactly.
It's about understanding how people think and how they behave.
So, I mean, you've got a wealth of perspectives here.
Yeah, you do.
From the technical to the practical, the user focus to the culturally significant.
Absolutely.
And I think podcasts are just a really great way to, you know, stay up to date on, you know, all the latest trends and, you know, expand your understanding of web design.
Yeah. I mean, it's such an easy way to learn.
Right.
You know, you can listen while you're commuting or while you're working out.
Yeah. And you know what's so fascinating is how each of these podcasts in its own way is contributing to a more well-rounded.
Absolutely.
And nuanced understanding of the web design landscape.
I think that's a great point.
So, you know, think about this. How might, you know, engaging with just one of these podcasts regularly kind of subtly reshape your approach to, you know, a current web design challenge you're facing?
That's a great question.
You know, which perspective that we talked about today kind of sparked a new line of thinking for you?
I think for me, it's the focus on diversity and inclusion.
Yeah.
I think that's so important. And I'm really glad that there are podcasts out there that are highlighting that.
Me too.
So I'm definitely going to be checking out Revision Path.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
So yeah, what unexpected insights might you uncover by tuning in?
Well, who knows? But I'm excited to find out.
Me too. And you know what? I think we'll leave it at that for today.
All right. Sounds good.
But, you know, keep listening, keep learning, and keep designing.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.
Okay.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.